House Bill 1109, an act to exempt local governments from certain competitive bid requirements.
House Bill 1109, having had its second reading, up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Van Etten.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, currently the state government, if they know for certain that there is only a single source of a particular product that they need in the operation of the state government, they can forego competitive bidding. I bring this bill on behalf of other public corporations asking for the same privileges. Examples that I can give you are, for instance, the blue bags that are used for recycling, a grit chain at a water reclamation plant, ballots for voting machines. These are things that only have one source. The public corporations therefore request that if they are certain that there's only one source because of their previous investigation of the matter, that they not, every time they have to repurchase, have to go through the advertising and bidding process. The lobbyist for the municipal governments is in favor of this. The Associated General Contractors lobbyist asked me to add a sentence on page 2, lines 6 and 7, which says this section does not apply to construction services or equipment. His concern there was that the public corporations not be allowed to write the specifications for any particular piece of equipment so that only one brand could be purchased. I don't think this is going to be used real frequently. I think it's going to be used for small items, but it does streamline the process for public corporations to be able to buy single source items more expeditiously. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Bartling.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. I rise in opposition to 1109. I believe the competitive bid process is an excellent tool for our local governments to use. How do we know that there is only one source out there unless we bid for that? And of course, if there is only one source and the entity feels that it is not a responsible bid, then of course deny it and then follow the mechanisms to go out and get your source, including buying off of state bid. So I rise in opposition, and I would request that you think about that as you vote. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Don Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honorable members of the body, I rise in opposition to this bill. Originally, I was in favor of this bill, but after talking to Representative Siebert, I was persuaded otherwise. My arm is still a little bit sore from that persuasion. All that aside, I have to agree with Representative Bartling. I think this is a great system of competitive sealed bids, and that's the key word. Now, Representative Van Etten mentioned it several times. As long as they're sure this is there's only one bidder. Well, there's no mechanism to make sure. Any day a new company might spring up and start manufacturing the very item you're looking for. And Representative Siever said there's a very lot of small items that where they don't get very many suppliers are available, so we really need the competitive bidding. And so I urge you to vote against this bill. Thank you.
Are there any further remarks? Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Representative Van Etten, on page 2, line 2 of the House reader, it says that if the governing body determines that there's only one source for the required service, what would be the process of that, if I could have you answer?
Representative Van Etten.
Thank you. I would assume that their purchasing agent had tried to purchase it once before and could only find one source. There is also on line 5, page 2, it says the governing body shall include in the bid file written verification that there was only one source for service or item. I think this is the point is that if you only find one source, and you keep having to buy these products over a period of time, that you don't have to keep advertising.
Representative Olson, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Representative Van Etten, for that response. And while I do think that that's the way it would work most of the time, I'm concerned by the phrase that if the governing body determines there's only one source. So what you could do in our small towns, for example, is you could decide that you're going to buy locally, and there's one outfit that carries copy paper. And you decide that there's only one source in your town, and so you buy from that one source when you could, you know, I don't know, go to Walmart or piggyback on a state competitive bid or go to a larger town or whatever. And then the only thing you have to do is include by the same governing body that there was only one source. It's a case of if you don't believe me, you can even ask me. Who's the best legislator in this body? Well, I'm going to determine that, and I'll give you my answer, and then if you don't believe me, there'll be a form in the file that says that I've said what I said. I don't think that's very good government. I think there's a process by which, if there is only one supplier, as Representative Bartling pointed out, you can determine that. You can either accept that bid and, in effect, do what 1109 is talking about, or you can rebid it, or you can piggyback. But you have a situation where, and understand this, where three or five people are going to decide if there's one source, if it's going to be in town. The bill doesn't speak to other sources. This bill doesn't speak to geographic limits. I can decide on my town board with my other people on that board, one other person on a three-town board, that we're going to buy locally and there's only one source for whatever. And so I would urge you to defeat this bill.
Further remarks? Does any member wish to speak before Representative Van Etten speaks a second time?
Perhaps.
Seeing
then,
none,
Mr. Speaker,
Representative Van Etten, you may speak.
Thank you. Perhaps then, Mr. Speaker, we ought to change the current state law, because the state government is allowed to do this currently, and we're only asking for the municipalities and the cities to be able to do the same thing that the state government can do.
Are there any further remarks? Does any member wish to speak before Representative Olson speaks a second time? Representative Tom Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Representative Olson. I just want to mention that, contrary to my brother's remarks there, once again, he's wrong. One source bidding is a solution to a problem when you have specialty items. For example, if you're required to get bids on a computer, for we'll say, and you have a specific line of computers, you've bought Gateway, and you are required to take the lowest bid, you could end up with a line of computers that aren't compatible with your own, or with computer programs, or with a myriad of things that city governments use. They are also required by the law to bid for those items for which there is more than one vendor. They're required by law to do that. Why do we sit up here as the state and look down and say, we know you're required, but we're certain you won't? The bid process sometimes is an arduous one. It's especially tough when you need to buy something, but the law requires that you advertise it, send it to the newspaper, wait for 20 days to get it published two or three times, and then wait to get them all those bids back, and there are none, and then you put an item in the file that says there's only one bidder for these, or there's only one supplier for these, so I can buy them now, and you've put everything on hold. I think we need to have some confidence in our local government. How many times do we hear around here, you know, we want to be local, we want local control, and they will give it to you as long as we don't have some other idea. Let's pass this bill, ladies and gentlemen. Let the locals take care of this thing, just like the state government does. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Baker.
Representative Flowers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, having served on the county position of commissioner, I am somewhat sympathetic to Representative Van Etten's bill. I have seen the time when counties were required to take a bid that was really unacceptable if you took everything into consideration on a piece of equipment. If you looked at the maintenance, total maintenance cost over the life of that period of that piece of equipment, and because of the low bidding requirement, they had to take that bid, knowing full well that it was probably going to cost them more money in the long run, because they have to, of the maintenance and repairs on it. That I kind of recall one time when the state was clamping down on the bidding process, and quite honestly, the state was not following their own process. But I do think Representative Van Atten has a good point. I think county commissioners, I'll speak for county commissioners because I'm aware of that they do a pretty doggone good job of trying to save the county's money when they're buying equipment, and trying to do it where it'll get the best use. And if they're getting a little road project done, they'll try to get it done at the cheapest cost they possibly can.
Further remarks? Does any member wish to speak before Representative Siebert speaks a second time? Representative Siebert.
Well, I guess I find it hard to believe that there's very many products that you can't find another person that doesn't make it. There's library books such as the Thomas Register, and you can find things on the computer, and I tell you what, if you got a proprietary product, it would certainly be a good program to use in this case. When you're buying computers, I would assume you'd write specifications to get the computer that you want. And that might be a proprietary product, but you'll have somebody bid that maybe has a same computer, basically with the guts in it or whatever it might be, are the same, so you can turn them out and exchange the internal parts the same as one computer or another. I believe there is a low dollar. There's a dollar bid that you don't have to bid now. It's I don't know what the number is, maybe $5,000. You don't have to bid it now. And I don't know where this max amount. Are we going to bid $50,000 or $100,000 in this project and not put it for bid to protect the society and the people that are paying taxes? That's what it appears to me here. I think that we need to take a close look at this before we give away the taxpayers' right to getting the lowest price, the best price. There's issues. Sure, there's issues about what you buy and what you can do for maintenance and all those little good things that come in, but you can write specifications and get what you want pretty much if you want it, but you're going to have somebody barking at it with a lower price, and if it doesn't meet the specification, you can still kick it out. So you have options. I urge you to vote this bill down.
Further remarks? Seeing none. The question for the House then is final passage to House Bill 1109. Those in favor will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock voting machine. Members proceed to vote.
Representatives Richter and Richard Brown. Representative Richter. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 42, nays 26, excused 2.
House Bill 1109, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.